from KQED.
Most Bay Area school kids head back to class next week. If you're a public school parent in San Francisco or Oakland, your child's education is now in the hands of a new leader. Kyla Johnson Trammell is the new school's chief in Oakland Unified. Vincent Matthews now heads up San Francisco City Schools. And while their districts are very different, these leaders have one thing in common. They attended and worked in the schools they now lead. We're going to introduce you to both this morning. KQED's Anna Tentakulis starts us off in San Francisco.
I'm standing outside the Google office here on the Embarcadero, beautiful view of the Bay Bridge, and I have about just an hour to mix and mingle with the district's new superintendent, Vincent Matthews.
And he's right on time. Matthews, a veteran school administrator, is known to be extremely punctual. So I follow him inside the Google office for a meet and greet with teachers from the city's Bayview district. Matthews says it feels more like a reunion.
When I say Bay, you say View. Bay,
yeah.
Bay,
yeah.
That's Matthews getting teachers on their feet. Even though he lived and went to school in the Haight-Ashbury district in the 70s, he basically grew up in Bayview, where many African-American families lived. That's where he went to church, choir practice, and hung out with friends. He tells the crowd, even as a kid, he noticed the educational inequities within district schools, and those inequities remain today.
Which is a key for me, is that your zip code should not determine the quality of education you receive.
It used to be large urban school districts searched nationwide for superintendents. But some of those leaders often divided school communities once they stepped in with their ambitious agendas and short tenures. San Francisco is now one of several districts in the state opting for the homegrown superintendent, hoping they'll stay longer and win community trust. After graduating from San Francisco State, Matthews returned to the district as a teacher and then a principal. He went on to lead schools in San Jose Unified, Oakland, and Inglewood near L.A. Matthews says his priority in San Francisco is making sure all schools are offering a high-quality education and believes charter schools do play a role. But above all, he wants students to master the skill of creativity.
The reason I say that is because it assists them in becoming much more flexible, being able not to just see 2 years down the road, but to begin to see 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road.
Matthew's flexibility will be tested on day one, jumping into district contract negotiations with teachers and figuring out affordable housing solutions for all its educators. In Oakland Unified, managing the district's relationship with teachers is also a priority. Let's now head across the bay to learn more about that homegrown superintendent with KQED's Devin Katayama.
All right, when I say Oakland, you say Unified. Oakland.
Unified.
Oakland.
Unified.
We're going to start our morning in Oakland at a principal's meeting in an elementary school gym near Lake Merritt.
So I'd like our superintendent, Dr. Kyla Johnson Trammell, to come up and share a few words with us.
Kyla Johnson Trammell has been working in Oakland Unified for more than 18 years. She's had a number of roles, including elementary school teacher and principal. But this is her biggest role.
What's up, everybody?
The stakes are high. Oakland has been through a number of superintendents the last several years. More students are leaving for charter schools. The graduation rate, although making gains last year, is still way too low. And the district had to make millions of dollars in cuts earlier this year. Johnson Trammell wants people to know she can't save the district alone.
Because I believe from my gut that it is not about one individual to help us become the organization that we want to be. It's about the collective.
In her speech to principals, she says Oakland Unified needs to tell what good things are happening in the district. She'll be tweeting something positive once a day.
We're starting from now. I feel like I'm getting ready to sing a Drake song, but we're starting from the bottom, right? Finish the rep. I knew you knew it. Well, have a good year.
Yay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
After the speech, Johnson Trammell heads to a school in North Oakland to see how enrollment is going. Obviously, back there, you knew a lot of people. People were coming up, sharing ideas or just hugs. What do you think some of the challenges are to being from the community and now being a leader in the community?
Being too accessible, because I've had different roles. A lot of times people are coming to me first before necessarily going to maybe, you know, their direct team because of that relationship.
What do you hope to do differently than than other superintendents in the previous years?
These problems are complex. I have no kind of false understanding that I am somehow smarter than anybody else who's been in the role. It really is about longevity and being able to stay. I mean, we know just from school reform research, it takes 3 to 5 years to have outcomes.
Johnson Trammell says she doesn't expect to come in and shake up the district. First, she just wants to stabilize it. She expects more budget cuts in the future because of increased costs of living, pension obligations, more students of need, and no additional funding from the state.
For you to be responsible and educate students, you're really going to have to make some hard decisions and be more conservative.
That seems, when you list it that way, and I know those are the aspects of education, it just sounds so
daunting. I know, it is.
How do you even approach that? I mean, other than getting the best minds and teachers and educators in a room and saying...
That's it.
Johnson Trammell sees her job as supporting principals, teachers, and families to find their own solutions. How to cut back, how to be more efficient, how to get better without more money. I'm Devin Katayama, KQED News.